This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start this morning, you know that we like to start each weekday morning the same way, and that is by opening up God's Word, the Bible, and just letting God shape our lives by His thinking. And today I want to start a series for this week on the topic, When Facing an Impossible Situation. I wonder if you, right now, as you listen, you think, wow, this is so timely because that's me. I don't know what I can do about the thing I'm facing. It might be a personal issue, a deep conflict you're facing with someone in your life, or it could be a financial situation. I don't know what it is, something in your business, something at uni. But I know that there are biblical principles for responding to an impossible situation. I'm sure you know what reflexes are. They're those nervous impulses that don't have to go all the way to your brain. They just shoot to your spinal cord and back. As soon as something happens, boom, you react in a certain way. Well, we sometimes call those instinctive reactions, things we don't have to think about, things we do automatically. And I want to know, what is your instinctive reaction when you face an impossible situation? King Jehoshaphat of the nation of Israel faced a situation like that in the Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. This is what it says. After this, the Moabites, these are other nations around Israel, enemies. After this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, and with them some of the Maonites, came against King Jehoshaphat for battle. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea, and behold, they are in Hazazontamar," that is, En-Gedi. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Well, isn't it interesting? Joshua's twofold instinctive response to this impossible situation. This huge army suddenly is right there, already on the border, ready to strike into Israel. And Jehoshaphat has two instinctive reactions. It says, then Jehoshaphat was afraid. And you know, when suddenly you're confronted with something devastating, something impossible, something you can't handle, something you can't get over by your own ingenuity, then suddenly you're left with your instinctive reaction, and it's okay, even in a godly response to something, to feel fear. Jehoshaphat was afraid, it says. But look at what came along with that. He was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah, and Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Well, what is your instinctive response when you face a devastating, impossible situation? Here's what your response needs to be. You need to train your inner self, train your mind, so that your instinctive reaction is to seek help from the Lord, even if fear is there as well. I've faced many situations like this where I was truly afraid, whether they've been personal situations, relational situations, or situations within our ministry in Ambassadors for Christ, where we've faced massive financial challenges. And I've thought, there's no way. I can't see any way out of this, any way through this. But I have still turned to God. And my experience is, I have never, ever been sorry that I turned to God first before trying to think of other things. And this is Jehoshaphat's response. He and the whole nation immediately sought help from the Lord. And I encourage you today, whatever you're facing, the first thing you need to do is to take it to God and say, God, I need your help. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.